Hi everybody, my name's Andy White and welcome to episode 4 of This Podcast Is Only Temporary. We're looking through the songs on my new album, This Garden Is Only Temporary, and you might have worked out by now that the underlying theme is this is how you could make an album. This is how songs are written. This is how songs are started, put together, all the ideas that come in from wherever they come in from. Some of them you can pin down, some of them you can't. And today I thought I'd play you the very original bed of Get It Right This Time, which came from this bizarre preset on a little tiny synth I've got. And it just put me in that mystical frame of mind, knowing that a lot of songs come from another place. They come from dreams, associations you make unconsciously or subconsciously. And they also come from the opposite of that, which is somewhere you know very well. And sometimes those things go together, as in when you dream of where you came from or something that happened in somewhere you know very well. And that's what happened in this song, Get It Right This Time. So welcome, if you haven't heard the first ones, get with it.
Seemed I was back in Belfast, drinking on the roof at the writer's bar, kneeling down before the cathedral, lying on my back, making me see stars.
And if you're listening to this the first week the podcast goes out, this is the week in which Ukraine was invaded by Putin, and just lots of love going out to that country. I remember going to Eastern Europe at the very start of when it was opening up, and there's many songs on record called Out There about how exciting it was and what a beautiful time it was to be alive. And it will be again. Don't be afraid.
It's so hard to cross the line. Dream of other places. I'll get it right this time. I'll get it right this time.
Many of my songs have come from a place of social unrest. I've written quite a lot of songs about Belfast. The whole first record was really about growing up at a certain time and place in Belfast, and throughout the albums there are lots of songs which are concerned with that place, and they hopefully reach out and they talk to you even if you don't come from there, because lots of the themes we were having to face were really universal and eternal when we were growing up. And it's that push and pull relationship with somewhere which surfaces again in Get It Right This Time. It's a continuation really from songs like Birds of Passage on Himself, which started off saying, I'd rather have roses than guns. Gotta get back to Belfast City where the jeeps are green and the girls are pretty. That was a long time ago, but there have been many, many over the years. And on Time as a Buffalo in The Art of War, for sure, Friday Night was written about a really exciting evening when everything was as happening as it had ever been in Belfast. That was about an actual show at a club in the middle of town. And this song is about a dream, about that kind of time and that kind of place. So it's not really about a show. Like a dream, some of the things happened, some of the things didn't happen. And hey, what's that like? It's a bit like writing a song. So I think there's a big connection between dreams and songs. And a lot of the songs on the record, they're actually like dreams, because writing a song is a little bit like having a dream in the day. Also, I've been thinking about traveling in dreams during lockdown when we couldn't go anywhere. So it's not possible to travel in real life, IRL, but I could go to IRL, Ireland, in my dreams.
Dreamed I was back in Belfast.
This story starts like that. It starts that I dreamed I was back in Belfast and I was drinking in a bar called the Writer's Bar. I was on the top of the building though, on the roof. And it's really near the cathedral, and that was making me see stars. Sometimes you should do what people expect you to do, sometimes not. You're writing or you're putting out an album, And because you grew up when David Bowie would put out a new record and it would sound just different to the last one, or you like Radiohead and you look forward to the fact that an album comes out and it sounds completely different, that's great. That's what you're trying to do. So for you, every album tells a different story. And you might think your style has really changed. I always think my style has changed amazingly, hugely since the last one. But actually, people often think it's just a continuation of the last one. But it's really the fact that you put yourself through that thing where you're trying to reimagine yourself in a different way or tell a completely different story in a different style. It's actually putting yourself through that and putting yourself into a different place where from you tell the story and you record the album. That's maybe the important thing. So when you look back and it's actually all a continuation of the same thing, that's kind of good. But sometimes it's good to also really do what's expected of you. And that is, for me, it's to play an acoustic guitar and tell you a story. I'm going to tell it in a different way. That's what I always try to do. But that's what's expected. And hey, it's pretty much expected. You might play the harmonica as well. So that's how I started off this song. I started to tell the story with an acoustic guitar and a harmonica and a lot of words and a dream.
Not 2 miles from the sea. It's so easy to get distracted. It's so hard to cross the line. Yeah, I dreamed that night of justice. We'll get it right this time.
So again, you're trying to put things right a lot of the time in songs. Things which have gone wrong, things which should be right, you're trying to put them right. All you've got is a guitar and a harmonica and some words. Piano's good too. Sometimes that's enough.
Took a walk down by the cinema. All along the
Everybody's got a voice. And if you feel it's not being heard, then you just got to find the right way for it to be heard. So like last week, we were saying, the best thing is to tell the truth. Tell the truth and do what you can. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm playing E minor, D and C, the same chords as Everything's Turning White, which we looked at last week. And I'd had verse one, where I was up on the rooftop. What happened next? Verse two was like, who was there? Verse three, take a walk on the Dublin Road, which is where I spent a lot of time walking up and down when I was a kid, and I end up at this demonstration. And then there's like a middle bit where it breaks out of those chords, and these two chords are B minor and G. I included these chords because The Walking Wounded on Ray Vaughan Andy White has got a middle bit where it just all shifts up a note, and it shifted up to that B minor G progression here.
We'll get it right this time.
So that was like paying respect to the Walking Wounded, to the Dublin Road. Dublin is a very big part of my experience, as well as Belfast. And I love the fact that roads in places have the names of other places on them. Whoa, so the dog's on the harmonica track. It's like being at a railway station and not going anywhere, but just seeing the names on the signs is great. Same with airports, except you're probably going somewhere if you're at an airport. I'm sure I nicked that B minor bit from London Calling by The Clash as well. Use what you listen to, do it your own way. It's got your fingerprint on it as soon as you do it. That's how tradition works, that's how music works and writing works. So we're pretty much at the end of the song. I've got this end bit, which is just C and G as ever, 1 and 4, like just going over it. I've got into this dreamlike state, and the end of it's just totally improvised. And start to put more colours onto the song, just add a few things. As you've seen in the last few weeks, I usually add instruments. I can't really play, but I've got a feel for them, and I kind of know what to put on. I got a mandolin in the middle of Canada somewhere in the snow. It's used to the cold. So I started to add mandolins to the song for that cold, romantic atmosphere I wanted. And they started talking to each other, one by one. And that all fitted in like this.
Get it right this time. Get it right this time.
So the harmonica and the mandolins and guitars are all talking to each other.
Caught a taxi on the corner.
I wanted one other thing. There's like an underlying threat in the whole situation. And that's this orchestral bass drum playing a role. Fits in like this. Something to think about this week.
Holy Belfast night.
The night was beautiful, but there's something not quite right. So that's how it ends, and though it had a long way to go, it was ready. I put on some bass, like a Hofner, Paul McCartney kind of bass. Again, I wanted to change the way you would expect a bass to play in this song, and it had brought me back to my childhood where I'd spend hours trying to learn Paul McCartney bass lines, or at least how to play like that on the bass when I got home. The song was really in place since I had the dream of being back home, somewhere I knew very well. It's a good place to start, and this is the first time I did that on this record. I'd kind of given up on the idea of writing about somebody else because this is really about my experience. And I hope you've got some inspiration for maybe starting to write about something that you're really certain about, but you're kind of thinking about daydreaming, dreams in the day. Dreams in the day are good. That's what songwriting is about. I think I'll play you a whole version of just what I had recorded in the studio here. You might have heard bits of it throughout this podcast, but I'm going to play the whole thing and then say goodbye afterwards.
Dreamed I was back in Belfast, drinking on the roof of the writer's bar, kneeling down before the cathedral, lying on my back, making me see stars. Piano players getting nervous. You were leaning on a chair. Long black dress open to the waves. You were busy curling up your hair. It's so easy to get distracted. It's so hard to cross the line. Dream of other places. I'll get it right this time. I'll get it right this time. The guitar is going crazy. He's drinking vodka by the glass. Record store owner telling stories. Ah, the time goes by too fast. You took a present from your pocket. With a smile you offered it to me. We were laughing in the evening rain. Not 2 miles from the sea. It's so easy to get distracted. It's it's so hard to cross the line. Yeah, I dream of other women. I'll get it right this time. I'll get it right this time. Took a walk down by the cinema, all along the Dublin Road, where I first met Maria. And the cars were all set to explode. Join up with a demonstration, heading for the center of town. Banners screaming no. Couldn't wait for the curtain to come down. It's so easy to get distracted. It's so hard to cross the line. I dreamed that night of justice. We'll get it right this time. We'll get it right this time. 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 Caught a taxi on the corner beneath a smashed streetlight. Took off into the distance on that holy Belfast night. The holy Belfast night. Holy Belfast night. Cross the bridge. Holy Belfast night. The other side of town. The holy Belfast night. Get it right this time. Get it right. Get it right this time. Get it right. Get it right this time. We'll get it right this time.
You've been listening to episode 4 of This Podcast Is Only Temporary. Today we looked at Get It Right This Time, which is the fourth track on This Garden Is Only Temporary, my new album. I'm Andy White. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.